Welcome to the Art of Creative Living podcast. I'm Nicola Newman, creative business coach, award-winning artist, and creative living mentor. Now, over the past decade or so, I've worked and taught at the intersection of mindfulness and creativity. Because the truth is, most of us were not taught how to craft a life that is deeply fulfilling, meaningful, and true to us. So make yourself a cup of tea and get comfortable. Pull up a chair in your garden and turn up the volume, or slip on your walking shoes and pop in your headphones. We're about to explore some creative living terrain together, and I'm so excited that you're here. I hope you enjoy this episode. Often, when we begin a new creative project, we have a vague, or sometimes very upfront, fear of failure attached. We don't want to get it wrong, look like a fool, or be embarrassed by what we create. We want people to be impressed, and we want to have reassurance that it will all work out. However, what I've found after years of making things, whether it's been producing documentaries, renovating a house, making a website, writing a book, building a studio, or painting a painting, is this. You've got to trust the process. But what does that mean, trust the process? When we're beginning where we are, and when we start to take steps towards making our creative vision come to life, the next step always reveals itself following the step that we've just taken. While it is useful to have a plan of where we want to go and a vision of what we want to create, we still need to remain present to each step of the process as it unfolds. When we are renovating, the colour of the kitchen tiles will influence the colour of the living room curtains. When we're painting, one brush mark will influence where to put the next brush mark. When we are building a business, the branding of our business will evolve as we personally evolve. We can't have all the information gathered and ready at our fingertips before we begin. Trusting the process is about staying present with our creations. We're trusting the process when we allow ourselves the flexibility of making adjustments to how we picture that our creations must or should be. Trusting the process is about looking at reality as it is unfolding in present time and allowing ourselves to be flexible as we face new decisions along the way. For example, when I'm painting a painting, I might have an idea of how I want it to look, but I can't be sure how it will end up because while I'm interacting with the paints and with my own abilities in using them, I will find windows open up into possibilities that I couldn't possibly foresee. Things I couldn't have imagined happening do happen, and sometimes for the better. Often, the subtleties that make a painting interesting only occur through the physical act of painting, not through thinking about painting. A video comes together by cutting out the footage that doesn't work and moving the clips around. Each step leads to the next. But you must start with one step. Trusting the process is about letting go of control in your mind and instead collaborating with your materials in the physical world. Pushing paint around, writing your first sentence, choosing a colour theme for your branding, trying new techniques and exploring what lights you up. When we stay present with our materials and what we are creating, we're able to make decisions in their appropriate order. But if our creative visions are set in concrete before we begin, we set ourselves up not only for disappointment, but also for dullness. Because unexpected twists and turns, drips, spills, and accidents are what can add life, curiosity, and playfulness to our creations. Being present for the process is how you can enjoy the experience of creating. And when you are enjoying the process, you will develop and improve your skills. Creativity really is a journey, not a destination. It's a practice, and thankfully, you can't do it wrong. Sure, not everything you create is going to be your favourite thing, but you're going to learn from each and every stage. So keep playing and keep trusting the process. Taking action is what will nurture your creativity and allow it to develop. You don't have to. In fact, you can't wait until you have all the answers before you begin. Each step will lead to the next when you stay engaged with the process and present to what you're doing. Trusting the process is also a freeing way to live, as it opens up space for unexpected joys, deep connections, and fun-filled adventures.